This afternoon, we had in our studios two valued employees in the Miller Davis Company, Mr. J.J. Ponzi, who is superintendent in charge of the Western Michigan College Program, and Mr. Herbert Clapp, who at the present time is carpenter foreman on the First Methodist Church project. Here's a recording of my interview with these gentlemen. Mr. Ponzi, how long has this building program at Western Michigan College been underway?
About 3 years. During that time, we have completed two faculty apartment buildings, a men's dormitory, and a music building. We are working on the first section of the new women's dormitory, which will be ready for occupancy next February. And just recently, we have started the second half of this dormitory, which will be ready by next September.
Now, just what are your duties as superintendent?
A superintendent's function is to plan the work of each of the trades and to see that they work in harmony with each other. The superintendent must anticipate the work so that the materials and manpower are available when needed.
Now, just what is your relationship with the architect, Mr. Ponzi?
An architect's representative visits the job about 2 weeks, every 2 weeks, to see that the building is being built in accordance with the plans and specifications. Sometimes the representatives stay right on the job. They help us a great deal with interpreting the plans and specifications.
Mr. Ponzi, how long have you been associated with the Miller Davis Company?
I've been a superintendent for the Miller Davis Company for about 22 years.
22 years, that's a long time. I understand during that period that you've been in charge of construction on several important Kalamazoo buildings.
Yes, I have. The Kalamazoo City Hall, the Kalamazoo County Building, the American National Bank Building, and the Upjohn Company downtown office and factory, the powerhouse. Also some jobs out of the state for the American Cement Company in Connecticut and Ohio.
Well, that's quite a record. Thank you for telling us about your work as superintendent, Mr. Ponzi.